USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate's top Republican is again slamming Democrats for soaring inflation.
The historic high inflation Democrats helped unleash with runaway spending last spring is taking its toll on America's hope for the future.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky calling it a bonanza of spending that has led to historic hardships, including skyrocketing gas prices. This as President Biden said on Monday during a joint news conference with the Japanese Prime Minister that the United States is moving away from fossil fuels.
And when it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, will be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels when this is over.
USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The primary to help determine who will be Georgia's next governor is underway. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has a story.
Georgia's gubernatorial primary today will feature President Trump-endorsed candidate David Perdue versus Vice President Mike Pence's candidate choice, Brian Kemp. This shows the split between Trump and Pence and indicates Mike Pence's own 2024 presidential run could be on the horizon.
New home sales are taking a hit as higher prices and rising mortgage rates sideline many buyers. Government figures show sales of new single-family homes fell nearly 17% in April to an annual rate of 591,000 units. The sharp drop is the fourth straight monthly decline, with sales almost down 27% from a year ago. The average price of a new home sold in April was just over $570,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
An illegally leaked draft document from the Supreme Court suggests they plan to overturn Roe v. Wade. They are expected to release their final decision soon. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee tells Fox and Friends that he thinks the court will not let criticism or protests change their judicial process.
I think it's concerning to all of us that this is what the left is trying to do. The left is trying to delay the decision. The left is also trying to isolate those justices who might be inclined to sign on to Justice Alito's opinion, which is correct.
President Joe Biden recently said the United States will use force to defend Taiwan if they are attacked by China. New York Republican Congressman Claudia Tinney says that she believes the White House is having to walk back too many of President Biden's statements.
I'm very concerned that this guy just cannot be sending mixed signals to our enemies. This is getting crisis level. I mean, it's beyond crisis level. It's emergency for the United States at this point with this man.
A hearing is scheduled in Michigan for a motion regarding the acquittal of charges against two suspects in the conspiracy plot to kidnap Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Two defendants were acquitted on all counts in federal court in Grand Rapids last month, while a mistrial was called in the case against Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. That hearing set for June 14th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.